The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
In many ways, today's gospel just it has to be reiterated. And if you were here yesterday, it really is kind of a great continuation of what I was mentioning yesterday in our gospel yesterday. And not to mention as well, our first reading, I mentioned this yesterday also. All these readings from Daniel are some of my most favorite descriptive readings that we have. Like, today's reading is unbelievable. That description of when the hand is writing on the wall and his hip joints shook and his knees knocked, it's so amazing just to describe the power of that situation. And today, when I chose this particular red vestment, I chose the Holy Spirit vestment just because we hear that the Spirit of the Lord is with Daniel. And then we also hear the importance of the Spirit in our gospel today, of really being with us in a mission of perseverance. And so listen to this. I mean, listen to our times and listen to the life that we're talking at. They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. And then it will lead to you giving testimony. Now, I've been like pretty privileged to hear lots and lots and lots of people's testimonies in my life. But that's the important thing, is that our persecutions and our sufferings actually have value. They're not valueless. A lot of people really struggle with that. Remember, C.S. Lewis wrote his book, The Problem of Pain, because that's something that people struggle with the most when they think about an all-loving God. They're like, I don't get an all-loving God and suffering. How can they coexist? And again, the way that they coexist is Jesus shows us in the most personal way he possibly can. He experiences it himself. Because our suffering with no belief, not united to Christ, yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like meaningless suffering. But if it's united with Christ, if it is united to his woundedness and to his suffering, then it means everything. It's literally the fuel that can give testimony to other people believing in our faith. So it's because of those persecutions, because of the suffering that we experience, it's one of the very things that allows us to be able to speak on Christ's behalf as a believer. That's why we call it testimony, because you're like, I'm witness to it into my own life. I've been persecuted. I have suffered. It's just like, but this is how I've overcome. Not by me, nothing to do with me, but everything to do with Christ. Once he entered into my life, and once I befriended him, or I should say he befriended me, and I accepted the invitation, that's how it changes. And if we preach that to other people, that's the thing that actually changes their life. Often the aspects of the church are not enough. There's something personal that often needs to happen for people. You know, yesterday, sometimes days like yesterday are slightly daunting for me, right? Yeah, I look at the day and I don't know why it didn't occur to me, because I knew what my schedule was, but I was just like, somewhere in the midst of the funeral, I thought, I was like, I have three masses today. And they're all three different homilies in three different mass settings for three completely different reasons. But I was at the end, when in some ways, what felt like one of the most important ways, with parents and their children doing a votive mass about the Eucharist, learning about the Eucharist, and it was a teaching mass. And so I was just like, okay, time to re-wake up. I know it's 6 p.m., but you know, it's like time to get up and get going. But that's often where the rubber meets the road, where we can be like sort of supercharged by the Holy Spirit. And this last line is the clincher. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Not just our own lives, but often the lives of other people that we give testimony to. And so sometimes, I don't know, you may notice, perhaps this morning as an example, I preach as if my life depended on it. And I don't know why, but that's how it feels to me. And last night when I saw all of those little kids with their parents, I was just like, this could make or break things. Like learning about the Eucharist in a mass where we teach things. I actually vested right here yesterday so that they could see what all of the vestments look like. Because I'm like, if we can just find a way for them to think more about our faith and why we do all the things that we do, then maybe that's going to be something that will draw them in even more. So we have to be creative. We have to think out of the box. But more than anything, we have to persevere through the suffering and the persecutions that we have, but not by ourselves, united to Christ. And how do we do that? We like say it out loud or in the silence of our heart, here at Mass, in prayer, but we say it to God. We actually say it, like at this Mass, you're like, Lord, I am suffering through this thing. My family is persecuting me for being a Catholic. My family is persecuting me for being whatever it might be. And you lay it down at the altar and you're like, Lord, I unite my sufferings to you here at the sacrifice of this Mass because you laid it down for us. And that's how we do it. We do it in like a real, tangible way. But whether that's out loud or in the silence of your hearts, you just have to build it up and offer it up. And even if you think about just the thing, put it in your hands and raise it up above your head and offer it to Christ. Whatever you need to do, he understands what you're doing in that moment. And oh gosh, if we can do that, then the Holy Spirit, you know, it sort of fuels us and gives us the fire that we need to persevere. God bless you all.